Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Part 5. Huyana held Mercedes by the hand when they walked through the crowd. It was a natural thing for a child to do, but Mercedes still felt a stab of fear. It wouldn't do to forget how powerful and dangerous the girl could be. When they passed the ice cream vendor, Huyana pointed to the cart.
"I want that one, with chocolate and banana and sprinkles."
The ice cream man looked agreeable enough, but before he managed to get his hands on his spoon, Huyana already held the ice cream in her hand. His eyes went wide. Jim stepped over to him and put a hand on his shoulder.
"Oh, yes, yeah, sorry about that. How much for two scoops?"
$3.50,
the man said, his eyes going from the ice cream that Huyana now began licking to his own hand holding the empty spoon.
"Here you go." Jim handed him a $10 bill. "Keep the change, and don't think too hard about this. Trust me. It'll just give you a headache. Better to just say it didn't happen."
The man nodded silently, putting the money away and staring after Jim and Mercedes as they walked out the gate with Huyana in tow.
"My car's this way," Jim said, cocking his thumb. "Huyana, what we're going to do now is go back to our place and meet the people you are coming here to visit. Do you know who that is?"
Huyana shook her head, giving herself a splash of chocolate ice cream on her cheek.
"No, I don't. Where's Ron and Luyu?"
"Well, they're actually in the hospital, honey," Mercedes said. "Do you remember you were in a car crash?"
Huyana shook her head.
"No. Are they okay?"
Jim went down on one knee again, looking her in the face.
"We don't know yet. But we'll take you to see them, I'm sure. The people you're coming to meet, they want you to do something for them. Something with the weather. Did they tell you?"
"They want me to make it rain?"
the girl said, making it sound more like a question.
"Yes, yes, that's right. It's really hot and dry, and it's not supposed to be. And maybe you can fix that."
Jim put his hand on the girl's shoulder.
"So we're going to go back to our place and they can tell you about it much better than we can. Is that okay with you?"
Huyana looked like she considered for a moment.
"I'm not supposed to go with strangers. Luya says strangers are dangerous."
"Oh, right. Of course you're not supposed to."
Jim sighed. Mercedes reached into her purse and pulled out her wallet. In it, she kept the private investigator license card she'd gotten when Jim hired her at the agency.
"Well, I'm sure you've been told that policemen are your friends, right? You see, Jim and I are private investigators, and that's sort of like policemen. We're good guys."
Huyana's eyes brightened.
"Like Basil, the great mouse detective?"
"Yes, exactly like Basil,"
Mercedes smiled.
"In fact, Jim's pretty much the human Basil."
"Oh, thanks,"
Jim said ironically, looking up at Mercedes.
"Oh, don't be modest. You are. So it would be okay to go with us, right? Because we're detectives?" Okay.
Huyana seemed content, and Jim got back up on his feet.
"This way," he said, leading them towards the parking lot.
When they got in the car, Jim started the engine and pulled out of the lot. He drove more carefully than usual, checking behind him frequently to make sure no one rear-ended him. He wasn't used to driving around with a child. Mercedes had tried fitting Huyana in the seat belts since there was no child seat in Jim's car.
The girl seemed pretty happy with sitting like an adult on the seat, even though she had a harder time looking out the windows. She had taken her backpack off and was pulling a can of iced tea from it. Mercedes wondered how much had actually been in that backpack from the beginning, or if she just wished it full.
"Get a hold of Andrew and Feline," Jim said, without taking his eyes off the road. "Find out when they're coming back."
Mercedes pulled out her cell phone and called Andrew's number. It took a few seconds before it was picked up.
"Hello, Mercedes."
"Hey, where are you guys? How's it going?"
"Slightly disappointing, to tell you the truth. We took care of the guy's problem. Some huge, weird fish had started coming in from the bay and slamming against the dock. I had sort of hoped it would be some kind of mermaid or sea monster or something."
"There's no such thing as mermaids,"
Mercedes said, and then looked over at Jim.
"Right?"
"Never met one," Jim said.
"Well, turned out to be just a big fish. Feline took care of it."
"Took care of it as in..."
"Yeah, as in killed it.
Ate part of it, too. It was kind of anticlimactic."
Andrew pulled the phone away from his mouth and spoke to Feline.
"No, stop kissing me right now. You got fish breath."
"Whatever," came the reply. "We're going to head back in a few minutes," Andrew continued. "Are you guys home?"
"No, we've got a case. Jim just wanted me to touch base with you."
"Okay, then. I'll see you later. Bye." Mercedes hung up and looked at Jim.
"She just killed a weird fish and ate it."
"Seriously, can't you have a talk with her?"
"Lots of people eat fish."
"Yeah, but what if it was a supernatural fish, huh? She's not thinking that far. She's all impulse."
"It's the way she is. She's not human. She's a cat. But you're right. I'll talk to her."
"Not human, my butt. If I was her, I'd show her how to..."
Jim didn't even have time to warn her to stop. The air in the car seemed to suddenly fill with a kind of electric current. And the next moment, Mercedes gave a shriek and raised her hands to her face.
"What happened? Where am I?"
She jerked in the seat, spotted Jim, and grabbed his arm, making the car drift to the other lane. Horns honked all around them. Mercedes seemed to work herself up into a panic and continued to make shrieking sounds.
"What happened? How did I get here? Where's Andrew?"
Jim quickly steered his car into the breakdown lane and stopped. He took Mercedes' hand, not the easiest task since she still appeared half hysterical.
"Mercedes, listen to me. What?"
She looked at him, her eyes wide.
"Why are you calling me Mercedes? I'm Feline."
Jim turned his head and looked at the girl in the back seat.
"What did you do?"
"She said she wanted to be her."
"Yes, she did, but that doesn't mean you have to fulfill it. It's not a real wish."
"What wish?"
"Mercedes." No, Feline, Jim thought, said.
"Who wished what?"
"I didn't do it on purpose," Huyana said, looking annoyed.
"I didn't mean to. Sometimes it just happens that way. I don't have to think about it."
"Well, change them back then. You can do that, right?"
Huyana shrugged.
"I'm not sure how." "Did you do this?"
Feline said, pointing to Huyana.
"I don't like being like this. Make me myself again."
"What if I say that I wish they were themselves again? Will that work?"
"I don't know. I already said I didn't do it on purpose."
"Okay, let's try it. I wish that Mercedes and Feline become themselves again."
Jim looked Huyana straight in the eyes. Huyana bit her lip and looked like she was concentrating for a few seconds. Jim and Feline looked at her, but nothing happened.
"Sorry,"
Huyana said, looking sad.
"I don't know how. It just happens."
Feline's eyes lit up with rage.
"What do you mean it just happens, you little sack of—"
she began, but Jim cut her off.
"Feline, cool as ice!"
"Huyana, will it be easier if you can see them both?"
Huyana's face brightened.
"It might be. Sometimes it's like it's easier if I can touch things, too."
"All right."
Jim got his cell phone from his pocket and dialed Andrew. The phone was picked up, but Jim thought something was wrong with the line. All he could hear was a loud hissing sound. But a few moments later, he could hear Andrew's voice. He spoke in a soothing, slow voice.
"That's a good kitty. Okay, relax now. Easy. Nice and easy."
"Andrew," Jim said, "can you hear me?"
"Yes," Andrew said in the same soothing voice. "I can hear you. Feline just went berserk. She turned into the big cat shape, and she's in the back seat, freaking out. Tore my hand almost to pieces. I don't know what got into her."
"It's not me. I'm me,"
Feline in Mercedes' body said.
"I'm right here. A weird little girl switched us around. That's Mercedes you've got in the car."
Andrew was silent for a moment. "Mercedes is inside the cat?
Are you serious?"
"That's right."
Jim leaned his head against the window for a moment.
"I need you to hightail it home to the office. I'm hoping we can put this right again."
Okay,
Andrew said.
"How exactly?"
I don't know. Jim cut him off. "Maybe the clients can help us out. It's something to do with making wishes. So please be careful what you think or say when we get there."
Andrew was quiet for a moment.
"I'm not sure I can make her strap in. I'll just have to keep her on the seat. She doesn't know how to change between human and cat,"
Feline said.
"It takes a lot of practice."
"I'm sure she will have a lot more respect for your shape-shifting abilities when we get her her own body back."
Jim looked at Feline. It was incredibly odd seeing Mercedes' face with Feline's consciousness inside. She sat straighter, held her head differently, and her way of speaking was like Feline. It was one of the most disturbing sights he'd seen in years.
"Step on it, Andrew. See you at home."
"And if she freaks out again, you could give her some tuna,"
Feline said.
"It always calms me down."
Jim ended the call and looked at Feline.
"Are you okay? You seem to cope a little better than Mercedes, apparently."
"I just kind of panicked at first. I'm fine now. I'm probably more used to my body changing."
Feline leaned back in the car seat.
"But this is the first time the mind is different. I don't think we actually switched. I think I'm in her mind, and she's in mine. Her memories are still here. I can actually kind of see them."
I don't think you should do that. Try to just keep your mind relaxed, and don't spy on her memories."
The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel, because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets. Guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Yeah.
Feline looked back at Huyana.
"Seriously, though. Why did you change us around, kid?"
"Because Mercedes said she wanted to be you?"
Feline smiled.
"Really? She said that? Well, I guess being jealous will do that to a person."
Suddenly, she sat up in the seat and her hand smacked her leg.
"That's why! She wants to be Andrew's girlfriend! She wants to be what I am!"
"Actually, I think it was more a case of being annoyed with you," Jim said,
as he pulled out into traffic again.
I don't think jealousy had anything to do with it. Not in this case, anyway. Feline smirked.
Yeah, you'd think that, wouldn't you?
Jim looked in the mirror to catch a glimpse of Huyana. Can you do me a favor, Huyana? Can you try to not do anything more like this until we get home? Can you sort of, I don't know, keep a lid on it if you concentrate? The girl looked unsure, but nodded.
I'll try. Promise.
Good. We'll be there soon.
Andrew drove with one hand on the wheel, holding the other hand in his lap. Fortunately, he kept a first aid kit in his car, and he had wrapped his hand in gauze, hoping to stop the bleeding. He didn't think the cat Mercedes had actually hit any major arteries, but the hand kept bleeding. He would probably need a trip to the emergency room, but there was no time right now. He kept talking in a soft, soothing voice, and it seemed to help calm the cat down. It was curled up in the back seat, but once in a while raised its head up and turned the ears toward him.
It's totally okay, Mercedes. I understand why you're freaked, and I'm not mad. You just stay still. We're almost home.
The cat didn't reply, but stretched and looked through the front window. He felt like he should pet her, but was afraid of doing so with his bleeding hand. Who knew how she would react to that? He turned onto Market Street and relaxed a little. The traffic wasn't too bad right now, and he figured it would be a matter of minutes before they were home. He looked at his watch. It had been about half an hour since he'd spoken to Jim, so he assumed he and Feline had made it to the office by now.
We're nearly there, Mercedes, he said, and felt the cat move slowly forward between the seats.
He jerked in surprise, but she seemed to move deliberately slow and rubbed against his wounded arm with a gentle motion. She looked up at him, the yellow eyes now looking more apologetic than fierce.
It's okay. It's just a flesh wound. I'll probably need a few stitches, but it's nothing I haven't had before. At least you didn't shoot me.
The cat made a coughing sound that almost sounded like a laugh. Not that Feline normally carries a gun, but I know you do. The cat settled on the passenger seat and looked at him.
I understand why you freaked out. I would have been pretty freaked myself if I'd woken up in Jim's body all of a sudden. I mean, I'd get nicotine poisoning within a few hours.
The cat put her head on its paws and made a sound like a sigh.
We'll get you back to your own self. Don't worry.
The cat made a purring sound and then seemed to fall asleep. Andrew decided to remain quiet and a few minutes later pulled up in front of the Tempest house. Jim's car was already parked outside. Andrew turned off the engine and wondered how he should get Mercedes inside. Could he carry her? What if she panicked again upon waking up?
Mercedes, he finally whispered.
The cat opened her eyes and looked at him. She seemed calmer now.
We're home. Come on, let's go inside.
The cat stretched on the seat and seemed to consider for a moment. He opened his door and got out, and she followed him, jumped down to the ground, and stood for a moment looking at her own feet.
Weird, walking on all fours?
Andrew said. The cat nodded her head slowly, took a couple of steps forward, and staggered before she seemed to get the hang of it. Andrew walked behind her up the steps to the door and opened it for her. The lobby was empty, but the door to the office was open. Andrew could see Jim behind his desk and walked inside. Mercedes followed him, after taking a small detour around her own desk out of habit. On the couch sat three men, all wearing suits. Andrew took them to be the clients. By the window stood Mercedes, or, more correctly, he thought, Feline in Mercedes' body. She turned when they entered and looked relieved.
She took a step towards Andrew, obviously wanting to give him a kiss, but he shook his head slightly. The last thing they needed right now was Mercedes getting upset from seeing him kissing another person in her body. On the floor next to Jim's desk sat a little girl with long black hair. She was reading a picture book, but looked up when they entered. Her eyes widened when she saw the cat.
"Kitty," she said, her face lighting up in a smile. "Can I pet it?"
"I think it's better to hold off on that, Huyana," Jim said. "Okay, now they're both here. Will you please try to change them back?" Huyana got to her feet and looked from the cat to the woman by the window. She concentrated, and her brow furrowed. Again, it seemed that the air in the room became filled with electricity, as if a thunderstorm was imminent. "Everyone, think that you wish for Mercedes and Feline to become themselves again," Jim said. Andrew tried to form a mental picture of Feline as she usually was. Suddenly, the cat trembled, and Mercedes staggered on her feet. She brought her hand up to her face and gave a deep sigh.
"Oh, gracias a Dios. I'm me again. It's my hands."
The cat began to change shape, growing and becoming human. As she grew more human, Andrew took a plaid from the couch and wrapped around her to give her some privacy and cover her naked body. The three men looked awestruck, but quickly refocused their attention on Huyana. The girl smiled, relieved.
"It worked! It did!"
Jim got down on one knee next to her.
"Thank you so much, Huyana. Well done."
Huyana smiled a dazzling smile.
"You're very welcome. Do you want a cookie?"
"No, thanks. But I think the three gentlemen would very much like to talk to you now." He nodded at Ruano and his two associates. "I think they need your help even more than we did." Half an hour later, Mercedes came out of the bathroom, drying her hair with a towel while wrapping another around her. She was always calmed by taking a shower, and she had needed to center herself after returning to her own familiar body. When she pulled the towel off her head, she saw Feline sitting on the stairs and looking at her. She was uncharacteristically not playing with her phone or sleeping, but sat upright and held her head in her hands. Her eyes were fixed on Mercedes.
"What is it?" Mercedes said. "Did I miss a spot or something? Or are you just checking me out?"
Feline shook her head.
"No, I wanted to talk to you. Just the two of us."
"Yeah? About what?"
"About your memories. Well, they were my memories, too, for a while. I'm guessing you looked at mine, too."
Mercedes took a deep breath.
"Yes. Yes, I did. It wasn't like I could control it. It was like being in a warehouse filled with boxes. Every time I moved, I sort of bumped into a box and something came out."
"Uh-huh." Feline looked at her fingernails and licked her lips.
"So, what did you see?"
"Your video diaries. Your memories of them, anyway. What you said in them, and what you haven't told him you feel." Mercedes threw the hair towel over her shoulder and reached for the pile of clothes she'd left on the chair outside the bathroom.
"Do you mind if I change? It's not like I have anything you haven't seen before, quite literally."
"Go ahead,"
Feline gestured with her hand.
"We've got to go soon anyway. Jim said we're just waiting for you."
Mercedes stepped into the guest room across from the bathroom, dropped the towel, and began getting dressed.
"So, what did you see?"
"That he meant something to you? That you felt it. And now you're sad he's with me."
"I'm not sad. I don't know what the hell I am."
Mercedes put her pants on
and pulled the shirt over her head. I was angry for a while, jealous, but now, you're just sad. The cat's tone didn't leave any doubt that she meant it. Okay, so what if I'm sad? Am I not allowed to be? Feline chewed her lip a moment in a very human gesture. Yes, I guess you are. So now what? Now nothing. We go on. You and Andrew go on together, if that's what you both want. Don't expect me to like it, but I'm not going to be a pain in the butt about it. It's your life, not mine.
You know what? Feline said, getting to her feet. I think you'll meet someone soon. Someone nice.
Why do you say that?
Animal instinct. No, actually. I saw someone say that in a movie. It worked.
Mercedes couldn't help smiling. Thanks, I guess.
Are you coming?
Jim's voice came from below them.
We're heading out now.
Be right there,
Mercedes called back, and then looked Feline in the eyes.
You know what, kitten? You're actually okay. Some of the time. Don't call me kitten. But yeah, so are you. Some of the time.
The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel, because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.